AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. The Senate Foreign Relations Committee has voted unanimously in favor of a bill that would give Congress a voice about any international agreement preventing Iran from getting its hands on a nuclear weapon. Committee Chairman Bob Corker says Congress has been restored to its rightful place in having oversight of a major agreement with another country.
Let's face it, this was not something that the administration favored, but Congress prevailed.
The bipartisan measure was reached after the White House said the president would likely not veto a compromise. The White House says the president will remove Cuba from the list of state sponsors of terrorism. AP correspondent Mark Smith reports the president's action removes a big bone of contention for Havana and a stumbling block to restoring diplomatic relations between the two countries.
In his formal notification to Congress, the president wrote, after a thorough review by a string of U.S. agencies, he can say Cuba has not provided any support for international terrorism over the last 6 months. He also said Cuba has given assurances it will not support acts of international terrorism in the future.
A new report finds that Drug Enforcement Administration agents attended sex parties with prostitutes while stationed overseas as far back as 2001. The Justice Department report also says money to pay prostitutes at a farewell party for a high-ranking DEA official was included in an operational budget. The House Oversight Committee is investigating. Howling winds have halted flights at Salt Lake City's airport and toppled semi-trailers on Interstate 80. Police say a kidnapping in Sumter County, South Carolina today was thwarted because the would-be abductor couldn't operate a manual shift in the victim's car. This is AP Radio News. The lone Democratic presidential candidate hit the campaign trail today in Iowa.
Sitting at the head of a U-shaped table in an automotive repair classroom at a community college, Hillary Rodham Clinton said she couldn't walk away from the challenges faced by many Americans.
The deck is still stacked in favor of those already at the top. And there's something wrong with that.
In her first scheduled event since announcing her candidacy, Clinton reiterated she wants to be the champion of average Americans and listed a series of key areas, including building the economy of tomorrow, national security, and strengthening families and communities. Jerry Bodlander, Monticello, Iowa.
He should have been out on the campaign trail today, but Marco Rubio spent his first day as a presidential candidate in the Senate voting with colleagues to give Congress a vote on any agreement preventing Iran from developing a nuclear weapon. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.